To a story you're hearing first on WTOP related to the effort to get a casino built in Fairfax County. Legislation that would pave the way for that will soon be heading to Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger's desk. It's been approved by both the House of Delegates and the Senate. Lawmakers are just putting the finishing touches on the bill now, with supporters arguing a casino could help diversify revenue in the county and keep gaming dollars from going to casinos in nearby Maryland. If Spanberger signs the bill, Fairfax County would join the list of locations in Virginia eligible for a casino, but there's a glaring problem. Any plan for a casino would need to be approved through a local referendum in the county, and Jeff McKay, chairman of the Fairfax County Board of Supervisors, says he would not hold a referendum. McKay joined us here on WTOP to explain his thinking on that.
Obviously, we're concerned. We don't know what all the final language here is going to say. And I've said from the beginning on this that the devil's in the details. What we do know is what has passed right now does not address really any of the concerns that my board has raised about this legislation. This is the same fatally flawed bill, in essence, today that has not passed the General Assembly now for several years.
So it sounds like the next step for you is trying to get Governor Abigail Spanberger to veto this bill then.
If that's what ends up coming out of the General Assembly, then I will have no choice but to lobby Governor Spanberger to veto the bill because it's fatally flawed for the reasons we've pointed out now for years. This is frankly just a bad financial deal for the residents of Fairfax County. This perpetuates a pattern in Richmond where the revenue share, the split of revenue, benefits the state. This is a great deal for the state. They get 75% of the money. We get 25% of it and all the problems associated with a casino. So that's not a good deal for my residents. The financial piece is the number one problem for me. The second biggest fatal flaw in this bill is it severely restricts the land use control of the County Board of Supervisors. And land use has always been a local government prerogative.
No one knows what Spanberger is going to do. I don't know that she's actually talked about this issue publicly. Have you talked to her about this?
I have, not since this General Assembly started, but I do know that historically, she has said that she generally does not support these gaming activities. And so I think going into the conversation, she's at least skeptical based on past statements that she's made. It's going to be a big decision for her. And frankly, as I said earlier, if the bill comes out the way it is right now, I will absolutely be talking to her about it because it's a bad deal for Fairfax County.
Someone following this story just loosely and not closely might think that this legislation allows for a casino to be built in Fairfax County. But what it does is it gives you the authority to call for a referendum, even though you're not calling for that authority. So if the legislation does get signed by Governor Spanberger, what are you going to do? Are you just simply not going to hold a referendum?
If the bill comes out in its current form, I will not support it going to referendum. I am not going to subject my residents to vote on something that we know is a bad deal for them.
And there's nothing that says you're required to hold a referendum.
Well, there's certainly nothing in the current bill, but we have seen the General Assembly before impose that upon local governments.
And you think there's a risk of that happening?
The state could always change that. They could always impose this upon us. And that's something I've raised concerns about repeatedly with my colleagues and the public. And I would suspect that whether there's a referendum requirement or not would be a major factor in what the governor does. Because at a minimum, the local government should have the authority to decide whether or not a referendum should be held. If the bill comes out the way it is now, that's a bad deal for my residents and gives us the latitude to vote to hold a referendum, then I would have no reason to vote to hold a referendum.
If lawmakers are putting all of this time and effort into drafting this legislation, going through both chambers, debating, and then it gets signed by the governor, and then Fairfax County just decides not to hold a referendum, that's a lot of wasted time and energy on their part.
It sure is. And frankly, I'd much rather see them spend that time on things that actually matter to my constituents. To me, there's so many more important things they could be doing in Richmond that it is frustrating that we're talking about, in essence, a gimmick that won't solve the financial challenges that people in Northern Virginia are facing. And that's the most frustrating part of this.
All right, sir. Well, we'll be following what happens next. Thank you for coming on. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Nick.
That's Jeff McKay, chairman of the Fairfax County Board of Supervisors.